62-16. It's been a while since Kickapoo has scored.
Yep.
Chieftains have scored 14 in a row.
Yep.
Ball comes back across the timeline for Kickapoo into Arlen Walter, trying to get it back door, and he's going to be tied up. Jump ball
goes to Riverdale. Nice job by Bevan in high post. Riverdale really active on defense. Momentum's really swinging Riverdale's way.
Some good fans on hand. The Turgeson family is here. I almost started at their barn the other night when I was going through. I was going back to Kickapoo in a couple of days.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
There you go.
But they're here tonight, so I won't be going by Turgeson's farm the way home, unless I get lost.
Exactly. Well, that could happen.
Tipped out of bounds by Andre Egge. It'll be coming back now to Riverdale near the Chieftain bench.
That's why I always take buses to games. So.
That's a good idea. Timeout, Riverdale. 32-16, they lead on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Riverdale has doubled up Kickapoo, 32-16 so far. 2 minutes gone in the second half. Kenyon over to Bevan Dennis. After the timeout, ball fake, bounce feed down low. There's a kick out by Kenyon to Tracy down low. Tater, Bob for three on the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ry Gerke.
Nice job on the rebound. Nice ball movement. Got a really nice open shot, but just a little long by Landon that time.
Warren Huey on the left wing. Bounce feed back to Egge. Right side, McCauley. And Kickapoo works perimeter. Now into Walter. Arlen turns. Nothing there. Bounce feed back. It goes to Huey. Warren holds it. Goes right side. Egge. Warren on a drive. Nothing. Fires off now to McCauley. Now to Huey. Top of the circle. Panthers left side. Now into Walter. He's got it on the 2-1-2 defense. Bounce feed baseline. There's Gerke. Rye is double teamed and trapped. Good defense by Riverdale. Ball goes back to Walter at the free throw line. Turns in, nothing, bounce feed again. Gerke with entry pass against the double team. Shot on the way, good.
Nice job. That's a really good round of offense. Kickapoo needed that. Gerke went inside, went to his weak side hand, his right hand, dropped it in the basket. Good job offense.
Yeah, good patience by Kickapoo there.
Very good, yep.
Didn't just try to force one and throw it up.
Exactly.
Ball comes back, top of the wheel. There's Tracy. Tracy drives free throw line right. Left side, Tainter. Andre hands off to Bevan Dennis. He'll slash lane. No, blocked by McCauley.
Did a really nice job of coming across. Nice drive by Bevan, but great defense by Kickapoo.
Pass comes to Warren Huey, and the Panthers take it across the timeline. Ry Gerke on the right wing. Panthers with a chance to score two baskets in a row. Top of the wheel, Huey. Left side, held up now by McCauley. Long lob back to Huey. Now Walter. Walter turns in, lobs it low, Gerke. Gerke back to Walter in the lane, takes the shot. It won't go. Rebound, Tainter.
Nice job by Andre. Good look by that time. Just want to go.
Baseball pass up to Tracy. He'll kick it back out. Here's Andre for three from the right wing. Good.
Big shot by Andre.
That'll make it 35-18.
Ooh.
Kickapoo has it knocked away in the backcourt and out of bounds by Dennis. It'll belong to Kickapoo.
Yep.
Oh, foul call?
Yep, I think he called the foul cross, yep, on Bevan as he reached. Sometimes when you have different angles, you know, see the play differently, so I think it was a good call for sure.
First on Riverdale this half. None on Kickapoo so far, driving all the way down deep. Huey throws into the corner. Now on a drive is Egge. Adrick's shot, no good. Follow-up by Walter, no good. Hatched out of bounds there by Riverdale. Tainter and Bob, I think.
Yep, I think Andre got that as Walters went to the basket. Andre came across with a nice block.
And the Panthers will put it in play. Here's a long lob caught on the near side now by McCauley. Lobs it down low, Huey. Huey gives it back to McCauley. Top of the circle. Lobs left side, Huey, down low, knocked away, out of bounds on a good play by Tainter.
Yep, good defense.
Got Ken Feed.
Yeah, Ken's over there watching.
He's in charge of bouncing tonight, is he?
Yeah, he's manning the door for a while.
Oh, that's good.
Enjoying the game.
Ball comes in play. Eggie with the basketball, throws it, it's tipped,
yep.
And out of bounds. It'll belong to Kickapoo at midcourt.
Yep, Caleb knocked it away. Yeah, Ken Thien knows a lot of history.
He does.
He can tell you the person who scored the first basket in the 1965 Prairie du Chien River Christian Center game.
Probably. We'll have to ask him.
Yeah. No,
sure
he's really good at his stuff.
Yep. He's quite a treasure there.
Yeah, for sure.
Top of the wheel. Lob goes inside Walter. Walter turns in, and there's a foul called on Bevan Dennis.
Yeah, Bevan reaching through the arm there. Picked up the foul.
That'll be his second. Riverdale's second.
Yeah. Riverdale up by 17. Now you can see playing more relaxed. You got that lead. It happens a lot. You gain more energy. So
Huey brings it in to Eggie. Back to the corner. Panthers trying to chip away at it. Walter pinned in on the baseline. Nowhere to wander. Throws it back out to Eggie. Adric throws it left side. There's a move by Gerke. Gerke backs in the lane, takes the defense up, scores!
Really nice move.
That was.
Yep. I think Kickapoo's going to have to do a little bit more of that. Not that I know a lot, but, you know, that's where I think the strength lies right there on that move to the basket.
Take it to the hoop a little bit.
Yep. Nice job by Ryan Gerke.
Carson Kenyon down to Michael Hernan. Michael backing in. Nothing. Kicks it back out. Right side. Here's Tracy. He'll take a three. It is good.
Yep. Nice job by Caleb.
That's kind of a tough one for Kickapoo after getting a basket.
Exactly.
Closer.
Yep.
Riverdale nails a three.
Yeah, Riverdale can shoot the three.
38-20. They lead it. 12-20 remaining. Ball near side. McCauley down to the baseline. Eggie to the high post. Walter is going to be tied up by Caleb Tracy.
Yep. Foul on Caleb.
And a foul call.
Yep.
That'll be foul number two on him.
Yep.
Rich Offerdahl checks into the game for the Chieftains.
Nice job by Caleb.
Arlen Walter is out for the Panthers. And number 21, Brecken Miller, comes in. He gave him some good minutes.
Yes,
in the first
he did.
Half.
Real good. It's funny how threes are like contagious.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, whatever level you watch, one person makes it, the next person makes it, and all of a sudden everybody's shooting it.
You bet. Saved by Tracy, and nice job by Tainter. Keeps it going, and we're underway again. Ball goes left side. Offerdahl for three for Riverdale. Got it.
Now they're on.
Wow. And a timeout by Coach Matthew Wood and Kickapoo. The Chieftains have jumped ahead 41-20, 11:59 remaining in the ballgame on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Ernest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Ernest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
Eastside BP on Richland Center's Eastside is open every day to serve you with quality BP fuels and all kinds of delicious food and snacks. Hours 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Pick up milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and other everyday items you need all in one stop. And keep your vehicle clean with a touch-free automatic car wash at Eastside BP Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Just less than 12 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Riverdale's opened up a 41-20 lead. And a big jump, Kurt, after halftime for the Chieftains.
For sure. They've hit the three, played really good defense. I think, like we talked, when you get that lead, you get a little more relaxed, the shot goes, and that old contagious three. When it seems like one or two go in, you can start draining them left and right.
They're contagious when you miss them, too.
Sometimes. That is for sure.
There's a nice move by Gerke in the lane. No good on the shot. Rebound Offerdahl. Up ahead, Kenyon, Dennis,
nice
Tainter lays it in. Good.
Nice outlet. Carson got it down the floor to Bevan, who distributed to Andre with the left-hand layup.
43-20. Riverdale has opened it up. 11.5 remaining here in the ballgame. On a drive, Warren Huey. Left side down to the baseline deep. Ryan Gerke rolls it back now to McCauley. Malachi, three, in and out. What for Tainter, nice save.
Nice hustle by Andre.
Kenyon gets the basketball, takes it across the timeline, throws it left side, knocked down, nice play by Warren, Eggie that is. That is Malachi McCauley, I should say.
He did a nice job anticipating, stopped in. I'm sure Coach Kenyon didn't like the cross-court pass by his son Kenyon there.
Huey with the basketball, left wing. Hands off to Eggy. Bounce feed to Gerkey. Inside there is Miller. Brecken drives. Ooh. Nope, can't get it in.
Nice drive.
Hernan with a rebound.
Nice job by Michael. He went straight up, contested a shot, pulled down the rebound.
Carson Kenyon across the timeline. 10:45 remaining. Bevan Dennis on the left side lobs for Michael Hernan. Knocked away by Brecken Miller.
Yeah, he's done a really good job. I mean, inside game fill, offense and defense. He's got a lot of skills, just a sophomore.
Warren Huey with the basketball. Yeah, one of eight sophomores for Kickapoo. On a drive, Miller dishes low. Tough shot up for Kickapoo. No good. But Adric Eggy is going to the free throw line on the foul.
Yeah, I think Michael Hernan picked up his third on that. Nice, strong move to the basket.
So going in to shoot will be Adric Eggy. You probably recall when you were playing how cool it was to play at Kickapoo in there.
At that time,
it was a pretty new gym.
Yeah, that's all the big game, like the regionals. That's when they used to set those where you didn't have home court. You go to Kickapoo. There were so many regional games there.
Yep. It was an awesome place to play.
Yeah, some good memories and tough memories coming out of that building.
Free throw number two is good by Adric Eggy, 43-22. And the ball comes in play. Carson Kenyon walks it across the timeline. Lobs it right side. Rich Offerdahl.
Nice
inside pass. Tough shot on the way. No good for Bumkamp. And the rebound by Rye Gerkey.
Yep, that's a really nice entry feed. Ethan just overlaid it. Rye Gerkey with a nice rebound.
Huey on the left wing. Lobs back to Ledman on the right. Now Huey. He'll lob it down to the baseline. Gerkey. Rye drives. He's cut off. Nowhere to go. Fires it back to Huey and a traveling call.
Shuffled him a little bit. Caught the ball. It kind of like jammed him up. Yeah.
Just less than 10 minutes remaining in the ball game tonight. A 43-22 lead for the hosting Riverdale Chieftains.
And I think Riverdale's experience, making a difference here.
I think so, too.
Yeah. You got a little more experience. You've been through a lot of these games and stuff. And
Caleb Tracy on the left side brings it back to Offerdahl. Rich drives, fires it out now. Here's Kenyon for three on the rim. No good. Chases down his rebound. Goes in and scores.
Followed the shot. Finished it. Nice
job. Old school right there.
Yep, that's what you do. You follow that. Solid fundamentals.
45-22 ball game score. Warren Huey on the left side. Lobs it back to Ledman. Kaiser now fires it off to Miller. Ball loose. Now picked up by Huey on the near side. He'll get it back to Ledman. Kaiser, now to Huey. Warren lobs it baseline. Gerkey, ball fake, drives a little ways. Now goes down
nice
deep.
Drive.
Shot blocked. Yep. Foul called. And Kickapoo's got two free throws coming up.
Good drive to the basket. Yep, Rich off without the foul.
Other scores. Highland leading Ithaca 34-20 in that game. Let's see. Ithaca leading River Valley 48-43 in girls basketball tonight. Free throw is good for Rye Gerkey. 45-23. Second one coming up.
Rye Gerkey does a nice job when he goes to the basket, switching from his left hand to the right hand to offside hand. Oops.
Riverdale's going to baseball it up. It's a little early for baseball. It goes out of bounds.
Oh, not too early, Phil. I've got to work on the fastball.
Never too early.
No, never too early for baseball. We should be actually playing baseball tonight.
You know, I thought about that coming down here.
Because I guarantee you, when the first game comes, like you were saying before, it will not be this warm.
No, it won't be. Ledman, right wing, three for Kickapoo. No good. Rebound, Miller. He's fouled on the play.
Ethan Bomkamp with the foul. And Brecken Miller, again, he has a knack of finding that loose ball. He knows how to, like, one of the key things is knowing where to position yourself.
That's right.
Some people, it just comes easy to them. They can anticipate the shot, where it's going to go.
Free throw is in and out for Miller. Bevan Dennis will be into the ballgame. Think about this Kickapoo team and this young squad. And, another year or two, they're going to be a force in the Ridge and Valley.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I know things, it's tough right now, but when you got eight sophomores, I think you said, coming back, that's a lot of experience you're gaining.
Missed shot, Gerkey put back. No, he's fouled on the play.
Yep.
So going into shoot the free throw now will be Rye Gerkey.
Yep. Landon Bob with the foul, Phil. Riverdale with seven fouls, Kickapoo zero.
This one in the air and good for Gerkey. He is 5 of 8 from the line, 45-24 Riverdale. second free throw to go yet. 8:51 remaining in the ballgame. This one in the air, and that one is no good. And Cable gets another rebound. Miller up, shot blocked by Riverdale, loose in the floor, and Bevan Dennis picks it up.
Nice shot by Ethan Baumkamp with that block shot.
Bevan fires it off to the left side. Landon Baum for three, and no good. Rebound Gerke and the Panthers. Outlet pass now, and Kaiser Ledman has the ball, lobs it over to McCauley, down to the baseline. There is Miller, and he'll fire it out to the right wing. On a drive, there's a tough shot. Kisses the glass off the rim for Ledman. Rebound Gerke goes back up. Blocked out of bounds by Riverdale.
Yeah. I think Landon Bob hit that on the way up, deflected it out. So Kickapoo should be keeping the ball.
That's what I was thinking.
Yep. Looks that way. Here comes Ethan out.
And it looks like, Caleb
Tracy back in.
Yep. Ball comes in play for Kickapoo. Miller at the high post, knocked away by Tracy, saved by Tainer. He's got a knack for that.
Yeah, he does. Cale can find the ball, and Andre will give 100% on every single possession or play.
He'll drive, fires it near side. Bob, now there's Dennis, three on the way for Bevan.
No. It's so long. Good luck to Zinko.
Gerke with a rebound, just 8 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Riverdale 45-24, leading Kickapoo tonight. Entertaining ball game.
Yep.
McCauley down to the baseline. Evan Wallace throws it into Miller. Knocked away by Riverdale out of bounds.
Nice shot by Andre. You know, Riverdale's really played a good brand of basketball again this year. I think Coach Kenyon and Coach Swigum have done a really nice job. And, you know, like we were talking before the game, they play a tough schedule. Like
sure
many
do.
Teams, you've had non-conference North Crawford, Ithaca, Royal. And then you play your conference schools of Point, Darlington, Cuba City, Southwestern. I mean, it's just endless. So I think those things make a difference.
Kaiser Ledman throws to the baseline. Kickapoo on a drive. They're cut off now. Wallace lobs it back to the left side. There's Ledman. Kaiser on a drive.
Oh, nice pass.
Oh, nice low. Gerke scores.
Has a really nice bounce pass through the defense. That takes vision. That was a really nice job.
45-26. The ball game score. Riverdale with the basketball. Caleb Tracy into Michael Hernan. Turnaround shot, low block, up partially blocked. Rebound by Gerke.
Yeah, right. Gerke did a nice job going straight up, forced Michael a little bit from the basket. Just didn't convert that time.
Outlet to McCauley. He's got it here on the left wing. Lobs to the baseline. Wallace. Evan dumps it down low. Gerke and picked off by Riverdale.
Yep, Carson Kenyon with the
Tracy
steal.
Tracy up to Dennis. Bevan lays it in good.
Nice job.
I think Bevan might be the only one that could have caught up with that
pass.
He
can anticipate. It's one of the things he does a lot of great things, but he has that instinct, you know, things that he just anticipates where that ball is going to go or where it's going to be.
47-26 Riverdale timeout. 6:54 to play on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobuson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Welcome back to Riverdale. The ball comes across the timeline for the Panthers. Down to the baseline, Gerke for three. Got it.
Wow. Stepping outside, Phil. Nice left-hand jump shot.
47-29. Riverdale ball. They're facing a little bit of press. Ball comes across to Carson Kenyon down to the baseline behind the back dribble. Back up to the corner. Inside Tainer. Foul. He'll get two.
Yep, nice pass by Carson. Hit Andre on the cut to the basket. Gerke came across, bumped him, and Andre will shoot two. Got to give Kickapoo a lot of credit. You know, the game kind of got away from a little bit, but they're playing 100% on both ends of the floor, playing hard.
Yep. Third foul on Gerke. My second time to see the Panthers. I saw them against Ithaca early this year.
Mm-hmm.
Free throw is out. Good by Tainer, but I thought that then, too. I thought that they just real gutsy team.
Yeah, they do, and they play fundamentally strong. I mean, they move the ball, play solid defense. all you can ask.
In the air, and this one is good for Tainer as well. And Coach Wood does a great job. He's kind of the throwback teacher coach.
I'd like
to see that.
Yeah, it is.
And I think he's going to get a timeout. Kickaboo having trouble getting the ball in.
Yeah, a little lack of focus on that one, so he's going to explain the situation there.
Every moment is a teaching
exactly.
moment, right? 6:28
exactly.
remaining. 49-29 Riverdale on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative's internet has gotten incredibly faster. Get an extra kick in your internet performance with speeds up to 100 megabytes. Call us for telephone, higher speed internet, and digital television packages. For reliable telecommunication services with support from local technicians you can trust, contact Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative at 537-2461.
Highland leads Ithaca 52-30 tonight.
Wow,
that's a little surprising.
That's a surprise, but is that Highland, right, Phil?
It is. Yep.
Yeah. Monday night on the road.
Yep.
You know, you never know what's going to happen.
Never know. Platteville 58, Cuba City 26.
Wow.
In other scores in boys basketball. Back to action. It is Riverdale by 20. Ball goes to the high post. Arlen Walter kicks it to the left wing. Three on the way. Won't go for McCauley. And a jump ball on the rebound. Walter ties up with Kenyon.
Yep, Carson came in. Walter's a nice rebound. Carson's able to get a hold of it to force the jump ball. 6:08 left, Phil.
Warren Huey will be the inbounder for the Panthers. Fires it in. There's Eggy down to the baseline. Throws it. Walters. Free throw line left. Nothing. Brings it back to
nice
Eggy.
Pass.
Nice pass inside. Gerke scores
that
again.
That was a nice pass. Good finish by Gerke, but the pass set him up for the score.
49-31. Hernan helps to break the press. Kenyon driving down the boulevard. Goes up. Oh, blocked by Hedrick Eggy.
Yep, nice job. He stood his ground. He went straight up. Made a good defensive play.
Panthers with the ball. Huey across half court. Lobs it left side to McCauley. Down to the baseline. Eggy. Bounce feed to Gerke. Low post. He's triple teamed. And kicks it out after the crowd. Three on the way from the corner. Won't go for Eggy. Rebound put back up. And that one won't go for McCauley.
Nice possession by Kickapoo. Carson Kenyon with the glass, bringing it up the floor.
He's on the left wing. Now brings it back. Top of the circle, Andre Tainer. Tainer looking for a cutter. Ball goes left side to Kenyon. Kenyon backs off, gives to Andre. Lobs it back for Bevan Dennis. Dennis with the ball. High post, Carson Kenyon. Throws it near side. Ball fake, Tracy. Dennis back to Tracy. Open in the corner. Riverdale with 5 minutes to go. Working it. Getting some passes in. Low pass. Tainer saves it. Dennis. Oh, he
nice hustle.
Bopped it back to Tracy.
Yeah, that was a really good play.
And
timeout coming.
Double team. We've got another timeout, Riverdale. 4:50 remaining. 49-31 Chieftains on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is celebrating the 14th annual Groundhog Day 2024 with actual inventory and a huge sale now through Tuesday the 6th. We've got almost 40 Silverados, half tons and heavy duties, or Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax here. Over 80 pre-owned vehicles and program cars available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, it's Groundhog Day. Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, together let's drive.
Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer. Selling state and local municipal surplus. Offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
Okay.
What's that?
We're back here at Riverdale as we get you back here. 49-31 in favor of the Riverdale Chieftains.
Yep.
Filling along with Kurt Thompson. Here we go as the ball comes in play. Bevan Dennis with the basketball for Riverdale. Drives, gives it off to Tainer on the baseline. Andre drives back to the corner. Chieftains working on some things right now.
That's what I was going to say, Phil. I know that some people are thinking, like, what are they doing? But I think you're working on, you know, what are you going to do when you have that lead? Nice steal.
Yep, Dennis gets it into the middle, and Malachi McCauley takes it away. McCauley up ahead now to Warren Huey. Huey drives down low.
Nice.
Shalaway, good. Hey, nice
drive
move
to the basket. Warren Huey took it right to the hole and finished.
First basket for him tonight, 49-33, Riverdale. Chieftains with the ball, just over 4 minutes remaining now. Bounce feed to Tainer, and a foul called on Rye Gerke. That'll be his fourth.
Yeah, nice. And Kickapoo switched up the defense a little bit, Phil. They're still going to their man, but they're doing more of a trapping. You know, they're trapping the ball. So they kind of switched it up a little bit out of the straight man-to-man.
And the inbounder will be Carson Kenyon. Carson lobs it in. Andre Tainer over the shoulder grab. Back to Carson in the corner. Now back to the top of the wheel. Bevan Dennis on the left side. Chieftains working it out to Carson Kenyon right near the scorer's table. Carson on a drive. Chieftains by 16 down the stretch tonight. Ball back to Bevan Dennis. Dennis off a screen. Drives down deep. Got around the defender. Kicks to the corner. Tracy, and he'll bring it out now to Tainer and Offerdahl. Riverdale play and keep away. Now Dennis penetrates a bit. Throws it low. Going to be called for traveling on the pass.
Yep. Yeah, he got caught there in between. He was going to make the pass, and the defense slid over, and he couldn't get the pass off, forced him to take that extra step.
Into the game for Kickapoo, Kaiser Ledman. Monroe leading Belleville 55-41. River Ridge 58-33 over DeSoto with boys basketball tonight. Lob comes left side. Here's Kaiser Ledman. Throws it into the middle. There's Gerke. Scores, and he's fouled. Boy, Kickapoo's not cashing it in, are they?
I was thinking the same thing. I know what it feels like, but this basket's down. He makes a free throw. It's only a 13-point game, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So he's still got with that three-pointer, I'm telling you. Anything can happen. So
changes the game, that's for sure. That foul is on Andre Tainer, and that's
third.
His four. It says, it did say four, didn't it?
Yeah.
Now it's three.
Yeah, my fault.
Three is right.
Yep.
Free throw is good by Gerke. And that is now a 15-point game, 49-34. Pass comes into the middle. Rich Offerdahl around the defense, throws to the corner, and Carson Kenyon, 3:10 to play. Carson near the midcourt line, throws to Tainer, back door. Tracy in the crowd, he scores.
Nice pass by Andre. Yep, that puts it back to 15, 51-36.
Ball comes across the timeline for the Panthers. Left side, McCauley. Down to the baseline on a drive. There is Gerke. Top of the wheel, three on the way. McCauley, got it.
I'm telling you, got to be careful. 12-point lead.
51-39, Riverdale. 2:42 to go. Ball scooped across to Tainer. Right side, Kenyon. Kickapoo in hot pursuit.
Yep.
Carson gets it away, and there is Andre Tainer. Yep. He is fouled.
Yeah, and if you're Kickapoo now, you can be overly aggressive because that's only their third foul, so you might as well just go all out because you want him to go to the line anyway, so you might as well go for it and see what happens.
Sure, if you get it, you get it.
Yep.
And they're going to check some numbers here at the bench. Chieftains will have it on the inbound.
Yep.
So the game right now led by Riverdale, 51-39, 2:33 to play. Middle Point girls have beaten Fenimore tonight, 43-37.
Wow.
Inbound
close
Tainer,
game.
Down low, shot of the way, good.
Nice finish by Andre, nice pass, attack the glass, up by 14.
53-39, Riverdale, 2:22 to play. Top of the wheel, now they go right, caught there by Eggy. They'll switch it left side, McCauley, down to Gerke, drives baseline,
nice
he's trapped.
Defense.
Then he gets a shot off somehow, he goes in and out, rebound Miller, he's fouled, and Brecken goes to the line.
Yep. That was a good shot by Gerke, and then Brecken Miller. The kid's got a knack for the ball, Phil. And he was able to pick it up and went strong to the basket. He's only a sophomore. I think, not that I can predict things, but he's going to be a player.
I think so, too.
I think he's got some instincts.
Yeah, it's fun to watch that development.
For sure.
Free throw on the way, and that is good by Miller.
Yep. And that was Andre's fourth foul, by the way.
53-40. One more coming up on the way, and Brecken rims this one off. Rebound pulled down by Tainer. Outlet pass for Carson Kenyon for the Chieftains. Speeds all the way down to the corner.
Papers.
Oh, four people on him.
I've seen a lot.
Goes back door. That's Tracy. Now to Dennis, left side. And now coming in is going to be Offerdahl. Ball goes to the top of the key. Rich has it again. A minute 50 to play.
Good play there.
Kickapoo swarming with the defense. There's Carson Kenyon trying to get around his defender and a foul call.
That's what Kickapoo wanted. And you got to give Riverdale credit, too, the playing discipline basketball, because they had a couple open threes. You know, you could say people are like, shoot it. Like, no, you got to play with the lead. So good, smart basketball.
Evan Wallace is in for Warren Huey. Kickapoo makes a quick switch with a minute 42 to go.
And that swarm of four in the corner, I don't think I've seen that. And then to be able to recover that fast, like, holy cow.
Here's a shot up and good for Tainer.
Nice finish by Andre going to the left hand, had a point blank shot, and finished it off.
55-40, yeah, quadruple team. I've not seen that before. No. Ball goes down to the corner. Gurky in the deep coffin corner, nothing to go. Yep. Now drives around one man.
Nice out.
Drives around two men, steps out of bounds.
Yep, good defense. He always thought to take away the baseline. That's what Andre's able to do. He stepped there to the baseline, forcing Ry Gurky to dribble it out. So,
Panthers full court press is applied again with a minute 24. Riverdale up by 15. Pass comes in to Offerdahl. Rich speeding the other way into the lane. Yeah, shot won't go. Rebound by the Evan Wallace. Nice play.
Yep, nice, Steve.
Panthers comes up now to Malachi McCauley. Malachi drives in the lane. Ooh, a little
teardrop.
Rain. Good.
Wow. You don't see that very often, Phil.
Yeah, teardrop.
Yeah, a little dropped at home.
55-42. Looks like Kurt Thompson in 1978.
Yeah, a lot of teardrops.
Ball right side there.
Oh, that's
Tracy.
A foul. Yeah.
No, he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line.
Nice drive by Caleb to the basket.
So he gets fouled and 54 seconds remain. Foul is on Riverdale's, let's see
who got that.
Number five, Eggie.
Yep. Yeah, Eggie picked it up.
Okay.
Good job. You know, he denied the basket. Caleb missed the free throw. But, you know, both teams here at the end have played solid basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, Kickfu's done what they wanted. You know, they're playing pressure defense, you know, forcing the traps, and Riverdale's been patient with the ball. So
free throw is good. Yeah, working on things for the tournament.
Exactly, for sure.
56-42 Riverdale by 14. 50 seconds to play. Huey throws it left side. Kaiser Ledman back to Huey. Warren shoots a three. It is on the rim and no good. Fought for, rebound by Riverdale's Carson Kenyon with 40 seconds. He's off to the races. Drives across half court. Kickaboo trying to catch him, and they will. They'll foul him.
Yep. Still got another one to the bonus, Phil.
Yeah, long way to go. 34 seconds to go. 14-point lead. Now they just marked it bonus, I think, but it only says 6 on the clock.
Yep. I don't think they're shooting yet.
Nearside official signal, but he might have. The 6 went up pretty quickly.
Yeah,
so.
I think he looked at, yeah. And the kick poop putting a couple reserves in, Phil. Braden Linder comes into the game.
Yeah, looks like Jeff Olson.
Yep.
Ball comes in. Riverdale will score off the inbound. Tainer hits it. 58-42. Kickaboo basketball. Bringing it up is Jeff Olson. Lobs it in the middle. Ball comes left side. Lindner. There's a three on the way. Banks in for Brecken Miller.
Brecken Miller off the glass.
58-45. Riverdale basketball. Brecken on the far side trying to knock it away. Bevan Dennis has the ball kicked out of bounds. Stops the clock at 11.9 seconds.
Yep. Well, it's going to be a nice win for Riverdale tonight. Played
a good, solid
game. It's an important win for them as you get closer to seeding, and a good solid game by Kickaboo. I thought they played really well. I mean, you got a lot of sophomores gaining valuable experience. I thought Ry Gurky, the senior, played really strongly and provided leadership. Just a good solid high school basketball game.
You bet. Alan Wilkie into the game. He'll lob it in. There's a pass to the corner. He's got it. Drives baseline, takes a shot from behind the glass. No good. Rebound Kickapoo. Panthers with the ball. 4 seconds. And up to the midcourt line, Evan Wallace drives to the near side, and that'll do it. Final score, Riverdale gets the win tonight, 58-45. The Gelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Gelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Gelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the Gelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Everybody drive carefully. Go straight home, John. All right. Well, we welcome you to the postgame show tonight. Riverdale gets the win 58-45. The Chieftains were up 27-16 at halftime. And it's time for our Duncan moment of the game here, turning point of the game. And you and I both think that Michael Hernan's spark off the bench, those 6 first half points, came up big for Riverdale.
Oh, for sure. I think so. You know, you were in a tight ball game, both sides doing their thing, and then Riverdale was able to work the ball inside to Michael Hernan, and he came up with three big baskets, and that lead went from, I think it was 18-16, wasn't it, Phil?
Mm-hmm.
Goes up to 27-16 at half, and I think that 11-point lead, I don't think Kickapoo got any closer than that the rest of the game, and I think that spark with the guy coming off the bench was a big part of the game that ignited him going into half.
That was a big swing, no doubt about it.
Yep.
A new way to run. Running has its rewards. Join Duncan Rewards as WRCO spotlights a moment of the game tonight. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
It is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Meister Cheese Company has produced award-winning cheeses for over 95 years. Meister Cheese Company invites you to stop by the Factory Cheese Store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 till 4:30, Saturday, 9 to 1, or visit anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
It feels really good when you find someone who wants to help you feel really good. Dr. Victor Benson of Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet is helping people of all ages, from babies to their great-grandparents, feel better and get more out of life. Whether you're experiencing back or neck pain, headaches, or you've been in a car accident, or maybe you're just trying to get healthy and want to have the right vitamins, remember Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet, your partner in achieving your everyday wellness goals.
Welcome back to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Riverdale gets the win tonight, 58-45. And overall, again, I think both teams had a chance to work on some things that they're going to need in the next few weeks, especially when we get to tournament time.
Oh, for sure, Phil. I think it was a solidly played game. I think that Riverdale did a lot of really good things offensively, of course, and played solidly. Gained a lot of experience, like at the end of the game, working on when you have the lead, how to take care of the basketball. I think Kickapoo did a lot of really good things. I thought they played really solid defense, but I think Riverdale was able to find some open threes and knock down some threes, and just a well-played game, like you said.
I thought so, too. I don't know if there's a chance these teams would play again, but does Riverdale, they're in the small school division for tournament?
Oh, no, we're in four.
You're in four. So your girls are in.
The girls are in five.
Five.
Yeah, and we're in four.
And you're in four.
Yeah, it's hard to explain.
Yeah,
I think,
really is.
Yeah, I think it has to do with some of the co-ops possibly. I don't know, but for whatever reason, we got separated. And so the girls are down in five, and the boys are up in four. So we're in with the Darlingtons, the Points, the Cuba Cities, Lancaster. But, they got to keep winning. You hope for a good first-round matchup, try to get maybe a home game or something, get a win, and then you never know. Basketball is a funny game. And we have some skills. We can play well. And, Kickapoo, I'm not sure. I don't look at theirs for sure, but they have some players, and they play hard, and they play intense, and they're young, and they got a lot of potential down the road.
I think they do, too.
Yep.
And they're the kind of team sometimes at tournament time that they come out with a little reckless abandon.
Yeah.
They could give somebody a really rough night.
Tournament time's so different because, you got the one team that might be the favorite, and all of a sudden they're like, we got to win. And the other team's like, hey, what do we got to lose? And all of a sudden you're relaxed, and that ball's going through the hoop, and the other team's missing something. All of a sudden the game's tight, and that those shots just don't go down that easy when you're in a tight ball game.
They don't, yeah. And sometimes seniors put a little more pressure on themselves.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Kind of want their
for
season
sure.
to not end.
Yeah, for sure.
Riverdale gets the win, 58-45. Tonight, yeah, as they get their sixth win of the year, 6-13, Kickapoo falls to 6-12. Kurt, thanks for coming along.
Oh, thank you, Phil. It's always fun.
Appreciate it.
Sure, we'll see you down the road again.
You sure will. We'll be back here Friday night, actually, with girls basketball.
That'll be a good one.
But you'll get bumped. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. Michael, got to bring in the A-team.
We'll be back with the final portion of the post-game show next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. We at Wilkinson Auctions help you make money selling your farm equipment, construction equipment, vehicles, and property at live auctions. We have regular consignment auctions at our yards in Columbus, Muscadet, and Hillsboro. If you only have a few pieces you want to sell, consider selling them at one of our regular consignment auctions. These are live auctions with online bidding available. You can throw your stuff on Craigslist, but when results matter, call Wilkinson Auctions. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center proudly presents the trumpet stylings of Larry Ferguson. If that music is driving you to drink, make sure your pump and well are working so you always have the water you need to drink. You can trust Advanced Pump and Well Solutions to make sure your pump and well are working right or to get it working if it's not. Call 608-649-4488.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown, real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
Welcome back to Riverdale. The final score tonight, 58-45. Chieftains get the win. Here's how the scoring went. It was 15 for Andre Tainter, 14 for Caleb Tracy. 9 points by Rich Offerdahl, 8 scored by Carson Kenyon, 6 for Michael Hernan, and 5 points tonight by Bevan Dennis on the evening. So 1 point for Ethan Bumcamp. For Kickapoo, 23 from Rye Gerke, 10 for Malachi McCauley, 7 points for Brecken Miller, 2 each for Arlen Walter, also Adric Egge and Warren Huey each have 2 points. The Panthers, with a total of 4 three-point baskets, 2 of them from Malachi McCauley, they are 9 of 16 from the free throw line. Riverdale, with a total of 5 threes, 3 of them came from the hands of Rich Offerdahl, and the Chieftains are 6 of 8 from the free throw stripe. Riverdale won the JV game 47-22. And now look at the Filmy Flip Phone scoreboard tonight. Viroquez beat Cochrane Fountain City 74-60. Mineral Point boys over Potosi 80-58. River Ridge 68, DeSoto 41. Monroe 62-52 over Belleville. Mineral Point, and that's a girls' final. Mineral Point 49-40 over Fenimore. Royal girls winning against Lafarge 54-32. And a final tonight, Highland has knocked off Ithaca in boys basketball 74-63. Same time, the Ithaca girls defeated River Valley 57-47 in non-conference area girls basketball. Good ball game to watch. Thanks to Kurt Thompson for coming along tonight, and also to our engineer, Mr. Tim Feed. We'll be back your way tomorrow night from the friendly confines of Wazika Steuben High School as the Richland Center Hornets play a non-conference game at Wazika. Going to be a good one to broadcast tomorrow night. Should be a fun game. We'll have it for you beginning with the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show at 7:15. Tonight's final, Riverdale gets the win over Kickapoo 58-45. We say goodnight from the Riverdale Elementary Building. Take care, everyone. We'll talk to you again real soon, and thanks for supporting local sports on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
And your Converse shoes kicked off by the front door. Sipping cheap tequila on the front porch. I'm in love with the history of you and me. How we used to be the king and queen of this small town, young and wild. Something from the 90s on the dashboard dial. But oh, I'm just gonna do is make you lose sleep at night.
second that you walked into that bar that night, under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever, for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart beating, looking for it up all night long. The right kiss, right song, looking for a sunrise, even to a sunset, looking for someone I could spend it with. Then it came around right out of the blue, and it turns out, oh, looking for you. Yeah, I was looking for you. Couldn't have just been anyone. The way you smiled and said my name. Girl, you were so original. I knew I'd never be the same. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart. Turns out, oh, I was looking for you. I was looking for you. I didn't know that I had been so blind, but you opened my eyes. I was looking more single every single weekend, looking for a feeling to get my heart beating. Looking for a sunrise, leading to a sunset, looking for someone I could spend it with. And it came around right out of the blue, and it turns out, oh, I was looking for you. Yeah, I was looking for
sensitive. I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love, hard to love. Oh, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love. That you love me good. Yeah. I am a short fuse. I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus. I wish that I could be